this letter is very much in character for the former president. The question of whether or not Trump would have the ability to go to court and keep these four men from testifying is actually an open one. Now, many legal experts say that, you know, in their view, executive privilege should not cover potential testimony from these witnesses. The argument on that side is that presidents who or former presidents don't have the ability to assert executive privilege, that only a current president has the ability to make that claim. However, that's not an entirely consensus view. I spoke with a law professor from the University of Virginia, Sai Krishna Prakash, who told me that there is a little bit of Supreme Court precedent for acknowledging that former presidents do enjoy executive privilege to a certain extent. Most importantly, however, from a legal and a judicial perspective, we are in untrodden territory here. This hasn't happened before. Never before has a former president directed former White House staff to defy a congressional subpoena. So, when, you know, if and when this gets to the courts are going to be ruling on a set of facts that they haven't had to rule on before. I think it's most likely that courts are not going to side with the president on this issue, but it's important to remember that judges can surprise people, and especially as the federal bench has moved in the more conservative direction, people should not underestimate the possibility that Trump could get some version of an outcome that he might want from federal judges in this case.
This is undoubtedly very frustrating for the Democratic members of that committee and the Republicans that are on there, too. Any reaction from them yet?
We haven't heard a reaction yet from the committee. Instead, the committee issued a new batch of subpoenas this afternoon targeting people who were connected to the organization of the Stop the Steal rally. However, members of that committee, before my story broke, talked about what they might do if the president ordered these witnesses to defy the subpoena. And members have floated the possibility of actually asking the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against people who refuse to comply with their subpoenas. That's something they have the ability to do. It's against the law to defy a congressional subpoena. And people who defy them can be subject to up to a year in prison or $100,000 in fines. What would happen is the congressional committee and Congress would assess that the witnesses in this case were in contempt of Congress, and then they would send a referral over to the Justice Department asking lawyers at DOJ to bring a criminal case against whichever potential witnesses were defying their subpoena. Of course, the Justice Department is helmed by political appointees who the Biden administration has placed there. So the likelihood that they would be sympathetic with such a criminal referral is much higher than it would have been, of course, if the Justice Department were headed by Republican political appointees. That's something we're going to be tracking very closely, whether the DOJ gets involved in bringing criminal charges down the tracks as this whole legal conflict plays out.
So there's so much we don't know, as you have highlighted. One thing's for sure, it could be quite a long time before a Mark Meadows or a Steve Bannon is under the hot lights of congressional testimony.
That's certainly possible. Of course, we also know that this congressional committee is in a big hurry. They've signaled that they want to get done by, I believe, the middle of next year. Every Democrat in Congress is worried that the House is going to flip to Republican control at the midterms. So they're really having to deal with a fairly tight timeline. That's something that the committee is aware of, and it means they're trying to work as rapidly as possible to get these witnesses to testify. Of course, one way to potentially do that would be to try to get the Justice Department to bring a criminal case, because if there were any sort of civil proceedings instead, civil proceedings can take a really long time and almost certainly wouldn't be resolved until after the midterm elections. Trump's personal spokesman gave me a statement for this story as well that really captured just the extent to which the president is using very incendiary rhetoric to talk about this committee. The spokesperson called the committee a communist-style investigation. In the past, when there's a disagreement between a current and a former president regarding executive privilege. In almost all cases, they sort of keep it in the family, and those differences get negotiated behind closed doors. We are really entering new territory where the current president, of course, President Joe Biden, and his administration and allies could come down on a different side in terms of what's covered by executive privilege than former President Trump does. And this level of tension and acrimony, very exercised rhetoric between the people who work for a current president and a former president is new, and it's likely to continue, and is the kind of thing that I think foreshadows some pretty nasty legal fights.